We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Boy, tough day. We thought we were home free after the midterms. Jordana here, Paul Douglas in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. How's Lancaster today, Paul?
It's nice. It's in the 50s. Feels like a heat wave.
Yeah, I bet it does. It's really cold here today.
Sorry about that. Don't mean to rub it in, but now we're going to get a taste of it here, too. And I'm visiting Fulker, and we will have another episode of the Fulker Files next hour right here. I think, 4:20 and again at 4:35.
Okay. You got to mute your phone. Paul and I, for those who don't know, Paul and I FaceTime when he's away, and I can hear myself in your background. Mute your phone. That makes it easier.
But you sound great.
Dan, can you help us with some of these technical
issues? So do you, Paul. Just we're hearing you twice. That's the only problem.
And trust me, one is enough. One is enough.
All right, is that better?
Yeah, it is. Okay, so a tragedy. I mean, we woke up to tragedy this morning with this shooting out in California. And like I said, I thought after the midterms, things were going to get a little easier. We were going to be a little calmer, and we would just be politics speculation. And I don't know, Paul, I have very few words as to what to say about this horrific shooting. We now know 12 people were killed in this mass shooting at a California bar. We're watching live video of people being notified that their loved ones are dead. And how do you even react to this anymore? I mean, so many conversations that we could be having. It could be gun control. It could be mental health. And just your thoughts and prayers, which we don't want to hear anymore. It's not stopping. It's not stopping. I mean, did you wake up to this also this morning, Paul?
Yeah, I did. And I'm as heartsick as everybody else. And you and I may disagree on this respectfully, which we're allowed to do. Mm-hmm. We started this show together thinking we'd be able to talk about solutions and find common ground. And it seems in today's climate that's harder than ever. Mm-hmm. I think we all acknowledge we have a problem. This was the 307th mass shooting of 2018. 90 Americans killed with firearms every day. 90 Americans killed with guns every day. According to the Wall Street Journal, and you may have covered this already, Jordana, he may have suffered from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. He spent time in Afghanistan. Again, he was a Marine. It turns out April of this year, mental health specialists were dispatched to his home. He had a history of domestic disturbances. This according to the Wall Street Journal. Earlier this year, police were summoned to his home. He was holed up inside. Furniture was thrown around. A bullet had been fired through his wall. I'm sorry. Shouldn't a history of domestic disturbances, firing a gun in your own home, having police dispatched to your home, shouldn't that in some way, at least temporarily, disqualify you from purchasing legally firearms or possessing firearms for some period of time? Keep in mind, I'm fairly conservative when it comes to the Second Amendment. I have a conceal and carry permit. Talked about this on the air. I have a number of firearms for self-protection and hunting. I acknowledge my Second Amendment rights, but with rights come responsibilities. And to me, this is not a partisan thing. This is a common sense thing. If there's a history of mental health issues, that should be a red flag.
But it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough, Paul. Mental health workers from Ventura County Sheriff's Office decided he did not meet the standard for an emergency psychiatric hold. And I guess nobody at the VA flagged him for a PTSD sufferer or somebody that needed to be in treatment, somebody that needed to be on a list. And this is, I think, where you and I differ, because we can all agree that people that are mentally ill should not have guns. But why wasn't this guy then classified as mentally ill? Clearly, he had an evaluation. They thought he was perfectly sane. So then, where does that leave us? He's perfectly sane. He can buy guns and then go and kill 11 people. That is the problem that we're at right now. And if someone tries to tell me that the person who shot up a synagogue last week and murdered 11 people while they were praying was mentally ill, I'm going to push back on you too, even though we all think that's completely insane. He was just an angry, horrible, mean person. He wasn't mentally ill. If he was mentally ill, he wouldn't have been able to buy those guns legally, which he did. So now we have two seemingly normal people who are not technically mentally ill buying guns and killing people. What are we going to do about that?
So what's your solution? I mean, 70% of all Americans across parties, all parties, support stronger gun safety laws. So what's your solution? I mean, we're not going to confiscate guns, are we?
Do we have to? Somebody should have confiscated this guy's guns. You said maybe he wasn't mentally ill, but he was shooting off his gun in his house. Maybe
in
we should do
case,
it. Maybe we should. Our phone number, hold on, Paul, I'm sorry. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. What does it take to be labeled as mentally ill to the level of you should not be able to buy guns? This guy was doing stuff that was outlandish. This guy was doing stuff that were red flags, yet he was evaluated and proven, or at least said by these mental health evaluators, that he is not mentally ill. We have a great problem here in this country. We need to find that line, and then we need to hold it. Because this person, not considered mentally ill, just murdered 11 people. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. We're going to go to calls, Paul?
Yep.
Okay, Paul. Jim's in southern Minnesota. Hey, Jim, jump on in here. We're pretty fired up about this.
Hey, Jor, how you doing?
Well, we're okay. We're okay.
I enjoy your show, and I enjoy talking to myself when I'm in the vehicle because I'm talking to nobody, and you guys are listing things that I want to voice in on, which is just get rid of the automatic gun. Get rid of the multi-round guns, and I'm a hunter myself, and I don't need an automatic rifle.
That's right.
Why would you ever want one of those?
Hey, Jim.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Jim, my understanding is this was not an AK-47. This was not an AR-15. I think this was a Glock.
It was a Glock
with
21.
An expanded magazine, caliber. Right?
Okay, you can expand on that. And I mean, for hunting purposes, I can see deer rifles, bear guns, things like that. But when it comes time to the great of all outdoors and for humankind. We've got to do a better job of just eliminating, period, and it's got to be something that people vote on.
Jim, I feel you, and we need to hear Jim. Jim is a hunter. He likes his guns. I mean, he hunts. That's what they're there for. You should have them, Jim. You are a responsible gun owner. But when it comes to some of these other weapons that are just for murdering, yep. Jim's right. We need to, at least I don't want to put words in your mouth, Jim, but I agree with what I believe I'm hearing coming out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Hey, Jor.
Go ahead, Paul.
This is a symptom of something even more. I mean, we have too many guns out there, but we also have a mental health crisis in this nation. It's worldwide. There's an epidemic of anxiety and depression caused by violence and trauma. The Lancet Commission just said the quality of mental health services is routinely worse than the quality of those for physical health. They're calling it a worldwide crisis, causing colossal human suffering. Their words, mental health problems kill more young people than any other cause around the world, according to this Lancet Commission in the UK. We have a problem with mental health in this country.
Of course we do. And we all agree on that. And Jim, thanks for the call. I just put you on hold there because we want to get to some more calls. Yes, of course.
Thank you, Jim.
Paul, yes, we have a problem. But this guy wasn't officially mentally ill. So we have a problem with finding these mentally ill people and getting them into treatment, because people went to his house and they evaluated him and they looked at the bullet holes in his walls and they said, oh, nope, he's sane. That's our problem.
Well, they failed. They failed, right. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't still have checks and balances and make an attempt to track down people that have legitimate issues. This is a gray area. I don't have the answer key. Nobody does. But we have to try something.
Let's try some things. We're trying to work on the mental illness. Trust me, we're trying. We need to work on some other stuff as well. James is in Woodbury. James, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Good. Thanks for the call.
Good. I was just going to chime in a little bit here that obviously the person that shot up this synagogue has mental health issues. I had a close friend of mine that killed himself just recently that had a conceal and carry permit. He had blatant, anybody knew he had some issues, but yet he still got a conceal and carry permit. I myself have a conceal and carry permit, but I am responsible with my gun. But I think you're right. There is almost any Joe Schmo can go out and sign the application for a conceal and carry permit. All they have to do is answer no to the questions and they'll get a gun permit, that is. So there's something wrong in between the getting the permit through your local sheriff's department. I don't think they do much checking, because clearly my friend and obviously this other guy with bullet holes all over his living room had some issues. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, I think you're right.
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right.
How they cleared him is beyond me. I don't know how these alleged mental health specialists would go in if there are bullet holes in somebody's living room. I mean, to me, that, call me crazy, that's a red flag. He should not have firearms, at least for some period of time, a cooling off period. Take the guns away and come back in a year.
Correct. Yes, I know we have a right to bear arms, but I'm not sure how far we can take that. And when they made that right, so to say, you know, there was a lot of different things happening in the country. And I think everybody should have the right to bear arms to a point, but you should have to pass certain checks, whether it be mental checks through a doctor, at the county that you get your permit from.
James, what about maybe they do a social media check? And if you have on your social media "death to all Muslims" or "let's kill all the Dan Cooks in the world" or "all Paul Douglases," all Paul Douglases should die. Maybe you don't get a gun either, because clearly you have some anger issues.
Right. Obviously they don't do that, but there should be something that they do to check. There's got to be some way they can have some better checks and balances, I think, as the last person said, because I guarantee if you took 100 people and asked them to fill out the permit, that 101 of them would probably get a permit.
James, you are a sane man, and I'm grateful that you are out there and very functional with your conceal and carry, and you're a good American, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Kip,
thank
Denise,
you,
Mary, we see you. Gosh, this is a tough conversation, but I like that everybody is respectful, and I'm going to try and calm it down because I'm just fired up about this. I'm just
sad.
I'm going to switch
you to decaf.
I didn't mean death to all Paul Douglases and Dan Cooks.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah,
thank you for that.
Happy Thursday to you.
I was just using an example as how insane that is when you go and you hate.
The Ayatollah Green?
When you make hate, when you express hate on a social media site, that should be a red flag that you don't get a gun. Sorry, I know free speech is, everyone's going to yell at me about this, but if you are hateful and inciting hate, you don't get a gun. That's on me. You can call and yell at me, and please do, but I believe that should be one of the mental health checks that we have to go through. Paul, we're
late. Hey, Jor?
Yes, love.
With rights come responsibilities. We have a responsibility to do a better job of making sure that if you have a history of mental health issues, that there's a red flag and further investigation is done. So do I have the answer? No. Did the system work in this case? No. It seems to have failed miserably.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't try to have some additional enhanced background checks when it comes to mental health. So
let's keep the
conversation. I don't know. At some point, it's going to happen.
We'll keep the conversation going. Kip, Denise, Mary, and our phone number is 651-989-9226. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Paul, we're super late because we're fired up and it's a hot topic. So let's get right to the calls here. Mary's in Prior Lake. Jump on in here, Mary.
Hi.
Hi, Mary.
I am a licensed social worker. I have over 50 clients. Every one of my clients could go out today and buy a gun.
Wow.
There is no connection due to HIPAA laws, privacy laws. There's no connection between a criminal background check and a mental health check.
That hurts my heart, Mary.
All they do is check to see if someone's been arrested.
See, Paul, something's wrong with the system.
There is something wrong with the system.
So let's change it.
Well, yeah, good idea. Go to the HIPAA laws, go to the privacy laws. There has to be some kind of a way to report mental illness.
There has to be. You're right.
There has to be a record.
You're right. They're absolutely. Mary, thanks for the call. And you know what? What good insight that Mary offered us. You know, she's a social worker dealing with some troubled people, not all of them. And she says, any one of them, go buy a gun today. Go ahead.
I could see where some people, gun owners, would say, well, this is a slippery slope, Paul. You know, if I have a headache or migraines, you know, suddenly is the sand going to shift under our feet? And are they going to come for my guns? No. But if you have a proven track record of violence or unstable behavior that has been documented, that should factor into your ability to lawfully purchase a firearm.
Kip and Denise, don't be mad. I'm going to put you on hold one more time. Aaron and Wilmer, we see you. This conversation will continue throughout the rest of the hour, and I promise we're going to get you in, and we'll even get to some of those texts. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. We only have one line open. Right now, Paul, we do have to take a break, and this Prep Sports Spotlight is brought to you by Old Dutch Foods. It's a hot conversation, Paul, but we have to have it, right? Because we feel frustrated, and I think by talking to each other and maybe just throwing out some solutions, understanding who gets guns and why, and possibly having solutions on how to stop this makes us feel better.
Hey, Jor?
Yeah.
One of our listeners on the text line wants to know, where do we disagree? Why do we disagree? He doesn't sense any disagreement.
Or meaning
she
you
doesn't
and me?
Sense any disagreement. Yeah, between you and me.
Oh. I don't know. Do we disagree?
What are you advocating for? What do you think should happen?
I want to say out loud, take all the guns away, but everyone's going to be really mad if I say that.
Hey, Jor, you want to start the next Civil War?
Not the hunter's
guns. That would be a
guns.
Good way to start.
I don't want to take away the hunter's guns, and I don't even want to take away the guns of the religious Jews that I'm sitting next to in Temple because they feel the need to protect themselves when they're walking around, and I get that. You're a concealed carry person. I don't want you to take away. I don't want your guns to get taken away, Paul.
But if I have a mental health crisis,
I don't.
If I'm going through a severe bout of depression, if there's violence at my home,
then I want to be able to make a call.
I should not have guns for some period of time.
I want to be able to
until I pass the test.
That's right. But we can't have that, Paul, because what if I get mad at you and call the cops and say, oh, Paul had a, I'm really angry, you know, he threatened me, and they can go take your guns away? I mean, we have civil rights issues all over this thing.
We can debate what is appropriate, and we can fine-tune over time, but mental health should be a factor in your ability to lawfully purchase a firearm. You brought up the synagogue shooting in Israel, where they deal with this every day, right? The threat of terrorism. Not everybody can get a gun license. There are stringent background checks that can take weeks, even months, to investigate and process. Every school, most public buildings, most restaurants and bars have trained armed guards, and sometimes several armed guards. Now, yeah, we don't want to necessarily become Israel, but I think there are some common sense steps that we can take, and we can do a much better job with background checks. Mm-hmm. One of our texters, let me see if I can find this, they summed that up very, very well. Let me see. Yeah, mental health. Let's see. Oh, boy.
Let's take this call while you check that, okay? Ken's in his car. Ken, jump on in here, sir.
Hi, how are you guys this afternoon?
Thanks for waiting, Ken. We're okay. We're a little angry, but we're okay.
That's all right.
Hey, Ken.
I'm from Good afternoon. I'm actually out of Colorado, and I just wanted to call in and say, you know, it really is a slippery slope when you start saying, well, we can take your gun away for this reason, or we can take your gun away from that for that reason. What, I mean, at what point does that stop? Because at some point, you're going to be able to say, well, this person is obviously paranoid because they think that they need a gun to defend themselves.
So,
I mean, it's your...
But Ken, I don't think paranoia doesn't pass the smell test, right? I mean, is that on the scale in terms of a mental health malady?
Okay, listen to this. And Ken, chime in here. You and I were talking before the show, Paul, and this is where I think we do differ. Like, I had postpartum after my third kid. And that was a situation that I was treated for. I took some medication. I felt better. And then I moved on from there. We've all known people who have had bouts of depression or anxiety that are medicated for that. And thank God, I'm really glad these medications exist. Well, boom, right there. Does that disqualify you from ever owning a gun?
Yeah. And
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't
that's
know.
The point.
That's what Ken's saying. It's a slippery slope. Yeah, right.
And everything, I mean, all changes is incremental because if you... Like you said, if you just take all the guns away, you're going to start another civil war.
That's right.
So
Ken, good call.
You ratchet up the heat slowly and slowly and slowly, and eventually you erode the rights away.
Ken, I love the call. I'm putting you on hold, sir, because I really want to get to these others. They've been waiting so generously. Denise in Elk River, jump on in here, Denise.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Denise.
Hi.
Hey, Denise.
Hi. I was noticing that they didn't say that the person was sane. They said he didn't meet the criteria, and that means something entirely different. It means he didn't meet the criteria for involuntary commitment, but I don't know if we want to go back to the time where you could be involuntarily committed just on somebody's say-so, or if we want to leave those protections in place and maybe move on to an era where we say, okay, so you don't meet the criteria, but you had a behavior of abuse or misuse of guns. Therefore, we will take away your guns for a period of 6 months during which you can prove or disprove under a thorough mental health examination that you should have guns. The same way we do if a person has a seizure, they lose the privilege of driving for 6 months until they can prove they're healthy.
So is that possible, or are people going to lose their minds when that happens? Denise, I'm going to put you on hold because we got a bunch more calls. But like to me, Denise sounds like, okay, I would go for that. I think that's a good idea. But Paul, you tell me, you're a gun owner. You're going to lose your mind if somebody takes your gun away for 6 months?
No. If I have a mental health issue, one that's documented, one that's real, I should not have guns at my disposal.
All right.
Full stop, end of sentence.
Let's hit Robert in New Hope. Hey, Robert, thanks for calling in, sir.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can.
Oh, great. Okay, so like I said, yeah, as a Marine, you know, I just wanted to point out that this guy obviously doesn't represent the rest of us.
Of course.
You know, that goes without saying. But I wanted to add, you know, specifically to the HIPAA thing, that's the biggest issue, because if we want to add mental health screening, which I'm partially in favor of, you have to have a database to maintain these records. And the states aren't required to do so, and that's where you see the gap. And the counter to that is I don't know if you're familiar with the red flag law, but Maryland has one. I believe it just happened within this last week, where somebody can report another as a risk, and the cops go there and take the guns away. That actually happened, and a gentleman answered the door with his gun, because I guess that's what he does.
Wow.
And he was shot and killed by the police.
Oh, wow.
So that's the risk that you're going to be running into, and... You know, and that's the issue that has to actually get talked about.
Wow. See, you bring Robert, great call, and thank you for your service, sir.
Thank
and
you,
we
Robert.
Would never paint all Marines with the same brush. Obviously, this was
no,
a troubled
obviously
person, of course,
not.
Robert. Yeah.
Hey, Jor?
Yes.
One of our listeners says, if you're mentally ill, you cannot buy a gun legally. You are committing a felony, just like voting illegally is a felony. That said, you can still do it. Yeah,
Lisa,
there's nothing wrong with me. Check.
It's too easy. It's too easy, Paul. Lisa's in Eden Prairie. Lisa, jump on in here.
Good. Thank you for taking my call. I had a mental health scare a few years ago, and I hunt and I own guns, and that's the first thing they took away from me was my guns, which it never you know, never once when I was going through this did I ever think about taking a gun and going and shooting somebody else. But it needs to, something does need to change with mental health people. You know, somebody that's not stable does not belong to have a gun. Does not need to have a gun. I'm glad I got my guns back. I did what I needed to do. You know, I'm stable today, and I'm very thankful for that.
Thank goodness.
We got to get people. We do have to have some kind of a change.
Lisa in Eden Prairie, good call. And you know what? I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged by the calls because really smart, healthy gun owners are open and realizing that some people should not have those guns. Let's see. Kip, we're going to finally take your call. Thanks for waiting, Kip.
Hey, Kip.
Hi, Georgiana. How are you?
Well, thank you.
I want to go back to, first of all, I want to apologize for the loss of life in California and just chime in on a little bit on this. But I'm a retired veteran myself for 24 years. These young men we're sending overseas will experience and see more stuff than people do in a lifetime what they see on TV. When they come back, they come back hardened. And when they come back, they're not the same people as when they left. And us as a society or relatives, teachers, or whatever, we have to educate ourselves to watch out for these warning signs that are out there. We have 3 to 5 veterans a day committing suicide. So, I mean, and then on the gun issue, you can, the society as a whole can pass any type of gun law they want, but when you can go buy a gun through Craigslist at a private party, how are you going to avoid that?
I know. That's a good point. I don't have the answer to that. That's not okay.
Kip, no.
Yeah.
So, again, I just want to say the main issue here is, I understand, and again, I apologize for loss of life, but I think the main issue here is the mental health of the soldier when they come back. You know, the VA, you know, let me say this one thing, is that veterans need to reach out to other veterans because they know them. And most veterans don't like to ask for help because that's just the gene pool, especially Marine, and I'm Marine. I'm telling you, we don't like to ask for help. So sometimes we have to be pushed, prodded in the right direction to get help. But there are people out there, if veterans are having problems dealing with stuff coming back, I encourage them to call the VFW, call the American Legion, call any veteran group. There's motorcycle groups. There's people out there that will help guide you, get you in the right direction.
Great call, Kip. Thank you. And thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Sir.
Thank you.
Great call.
Yeah, thank you for your service.
He's right. He's right. Barney,
he speaks the truth.
Yeah. Barney and Tim, we see you. But let's take a quick break, and hopefully we'll get you in after the break. It's 3:49. That's a Wicks and Jewelers time. Whether you're choosing a new piece of jewelry or looking to custom create a piece of your dreams, turn to Wicks and Jewelers. Welcome back. I tell you, 3 hours is definitely not enough to have this conversation, and we'll continue having it, Paul, about guns and what mentally
ill. Sure.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
No, yeah, we will continue the conversation. You cannot buy guns on Craigslist.
That's right. Are bad. But I'm sure there are other nefarious ways that you can buy guns. There are loopholes when you go to gun shows. There are ways to meet and greet people. I mean, there's ways to do it. So, no, it's not Craigslist. Didn't mean to badmouth Craigslist.
And somebody else, one of our other texters corrected another texter who said, living with mental illness does not restrict purchasing guns. Only those who have committed or have a judicial restriction on them. Mm-hmm. That's according to John and Savage.
Let's go to Tim and Backus. Hey, Tim, jump on in here.
Hi, I'm good, Jordana. Hi, Paul. I, like Paul, I'm a gun owner, have been my whole life. I buy guns for hunting, and I see no need for high-capacity clips. I see no need for bump stocks. The government does regulate other types of firearms, like fully automatic firearms. Those things could be a no-brainer. Those laws can be written. We do restrict certain folks from possessing firearms already, such as violent felons, are not allowed to possess a gun. So the caller who said we can't restrict people from possessing guns due to criminal acts, that's wrong. We already do it. I think the thing folks have to set their mind to.
We got 10 seconds, Tim.
It's going to require diligence and effort to monitor all the people that shouldn't have a gun, and it's going to require money, funding.
That's true. And, Tim, requires the support of the electorate. I'm hearing a lot of support today, Paul.
Yep. Yeah, you're right.
We'll be back after the news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.